start wagging your tail. Fun Drive is here. I am Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, host of the Salu Hour Show. Join CJSF and all your favorite hosts as we show the world how you really are truly radio's best friend. Donate now at cjsffundrive.ca or text the word donate to 778-782-2573.
You don't really know much about Halloween. You thought no further than the strange custom of having your children wear masks and go out begging for candy. Halloween, the festival of Samhain. The last great one took place 3,000 years ago when the hills ran red with the blood of animals and children.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
There weren't as many trick-or-treaters last night. Not like the good old days.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul. Seal your doom tonight.
What are you, darling? Where's your costume?
This is my costume. I'm a homicidal maniac. They look just like everyone else.
The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Screams and moans and bats and bones, teenage monsters and haunted homes, a ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite, they're everywhere. There's a full moon tonight.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
It's great to be here with you young witches on this fabulous night. Remember, girls, show the world. Let them know it's Halloween. Hit it!
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. Adam, hello and welcome. And I think we have a special episode today. Am I right?
I'm scared.
Am I right?
This is the spookiest time of year.
Do you know what?
It's tax season.
Nah, that's in April.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, wait, what time of year is it right now?
It's Halloween Christmas.
Halloween Christmas, my favorite type of Halloween.
Yeah, but it's not really. It's actually just real Halloween. And
not if you go to Walmart. It's definitely Halloween Christmas.
Some might say it's Halloween there every day.
It's pretty scary. But with that said, we have a huge show lined up for you. We are celebrating the spooky season, as we always do, with our spooktacular special that we're going to be playing a lot of horror and Halloween-themed music. And there's a lot that we're going to be playing on the show. Some of these sets are going to have some themes going on, but, you know, let's not spoil anything off the bat. But you're going to want to tune in and stay tuned. We're going to have music from the Unicorns. We're going to have music from the Kinks. We're going to have music from Bloodshot Bill and more on this spooky Halloween edition of Revolution Rock. And, yeah, hopefully all of you will have a lovely Halloween. But with that said, Dave, what are we going to start the show with?
I don't know. Oh, we're actually going to be playing...
That's the scariest thing of all.
I know.
Your lies.
My lies are terrifying.
Your sweet little lies.
I never lie. But what I should tell you now is that we're going to be hearing a song.
Go ahead, say it.
We're going to be hearing a song from the Bama Llamas. Now, this is a band that features Matt, who is also in the band The Gold Stars. And I don't know if they play anymore, but This is kind of like a soul garage type band, and we're going to hear their Halloween themed song called Hungry Teenage Wolfman to start off this set, followed by a really rare song put out by, well, it was put out in 1959 originally by Aki Along and the Akis, but Numero Group has compiled a bunch of Halloween themed tracks and spooky tracks.
The naughty, gnarly Numero Group.
Yes, and this track we're going to hear is called Haunted Piano, and the release that Numero is putting out is called Haunted Presences, I think, or Haunted Presence.
No, Haunted Presences, and we're going to hear another track from that compilation as well in this set. Very ghostly, very eerie, which suits the theme. And we're also going to be hearing some other material in the set as well from Mac DeMarco and the Unicorns. But with that said, let's start off the spooky season right by getting to this opening song from the Bamalamas.
Finish what I started. There I was shaking, jumping out of my skin. I could feel something breathing down my neck, and the air was getting thin. My body couldn't move. I was breaking down in a sweat. I had no idea what was going on, but it's pretty awful, I bet. So I opened up my peepers, and there's a terrible sight. It was a hungry teenage wolfman howling in the night. In the night. We'll be right back.
You are listening to our annual Spooktacular special here on Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here with you for your horrifying evening. Well, hopefully it's not actually horrifying. You know, there's a lot of, exaggeration that happens for Halloween. Or I'm sure you're going to have a lovely time.
I hope so.
I hope so as well. Yeah. You're going to be here with us until the witching hour, which is a lie. Actually, we're only here until 9 o'clock, but if you want to stay tuned...
Is that the witching hour?
I don't believe so. Oh, okay. No, I think it's midnight.
Oh, okay.
It's never really clear on that. But okay. If you do want to stay tuned to midnight or beyond, please do. CJAM has some great programming to take you through your Saturday night, as does, I'm sure, all the radio stations which are syndicating our program. Thank you to all those stations throughout Canada. Now, I said I was scared, and I mean it. I am scared because we heard some ghostly tracks. We heard, in fact, a very powerful song, Ghost Power.
Yes, by the Chords. They had a few singles out, but I believe that's all they ever did. And this single was actually originally released in 1970, but it's on this compilation album by Numero Group that we're talking about in the first break, called Haunted Presences. And it was a really cool song, definitely delving into the Halloween spirit and the spookiness of the season.
Released in the spookiest year of all time.
1970. Yeah, way before we were even born.
Very
so,
scary.
Before that, we heard music from The Wonderfully Weird, The Unicorns. We heard a track from Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone.
Yeah, we actually celebrated the anniversary of this record a few episodes back. Fantastic, really quirky release from this group. We heard Tough Ghost. Prior to that, we heard something very spooky indeed, from Mac DeMarco.
Yes, we heard a track from one of two collections, I believe there's only two, of demos he did for his Here Comes the Cowboy album. I think it's called More Here Comes the Cowboy Demos. The song was called Very Spooky, very fitting for this track. Prior to that, we heard Haunted Piano from originally released in 1959. I believe it was the B-side of a single by Aki Along and the Akis. And you can also find this on the Numero Group release, Haunted Presences. And then we started off the set with the Bamalamas. We heard Hungry Teenage Wolfman, a single released by that band several years back. And then that was it for the beginning of the show. We're not done, though.
Oh, no, far from it. You know, the scariest thing of all, there's so much more content for you. Now, coming up next, we're going to be hearing some bands that you may not normally associate, make associations with the spooky season with, but you might be pleasantly surprised. And also, I do want to add, I want to have a theme for some of these sets.
Oh.
And one of the things that I love in all of cinema, maybe just in general, are big monsters. The big, towering kaijus and monsters that would destroy cities. Of course, you have your Japanese and American varieties. But what these songs are going to highlight is the power of these beasts. Every single one of these songs is about a separate giant monster. And we're going to start off with a loving tribute to the King of the Monsters himself from this great brand new band. They're called Being Dead, and we played something by them a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really digging their new record. It's titled Eels, and we're going to play the opening song on this, a tribute, in fact, a bit of a love song for Godzilla. Godzilla Rises, here on Revolution Rock.